This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I agree with Missoula. Part of why I like their defense last night, I don't care if they gave up 117. I felt like they defended last night, especially early. The effort was there. I think the word that Kenny Atkinson, the coach on the other side, used was they had playoff force. They came out and treated it like it was a playoff game, and I agree with that. It's why I was okay with their defense against Golden State, too. They lost that game, and they gave up a bunch of points. But that's a highly skilled offensive team on the other side, and you can tell when the Celtics are defending with effort and force and when they're just giving up easy runs to the rim. I mean, it's the NBA. Teams are going to score 110.
Oh,
that's
going to
happen.
Easy. Yep.
But how easy are the buckets on the other end? And I felt like Cleveland had to work for baskets last night.
Oh, yeah. Even by the end, some of those ones that made it close, like those Donovan Mitchell shots, there's like five guys in the league are hitting those shots.
What are you
like,
going to do on those?
Yeah, right,
so,
okay.
No, so when that's really how I evaluate their defense. Uh-huh. Why I hated their effort night one against the Knicks is it was the effort. It was just easy, wide open paint, guys walking in and taking free layups. I hate that. And last night, the Cavs had to work. Golden State had to work in their win. I agree. The Celtics match the physicality of Cleveland on the other side. So we'll get to this here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to move Would You Rather today. Typically, that's at 11:20.
All right.
On a Would You Rather Wednesday, because Don Sweeney's scheduled to speak literally at any moment. Could be any moment
now. All
right.
I'm all ears.
We've been told Bruins practice. We have no specific time. Bruins practice is underway.
Okay.
And so Don Sweeney could be speaking at any moment. You'll hear the latest on why Jim Montgomery was fired, what the plans are going forward, how they feel about Joe Sacco, et cetera, right here on WEEI. In the meantime, let's continue talking Celtics. The idea that Jason Tatum came out angry last night, I like the angry Tatum.
Yeah.
That's the Tatum I wanted against Golden State, Keith.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one that, you know, it's not realistic to get that guy 82 nights of the year, but you thought, all right, you got him against Cleveland, undefeated, for, you know, first place in the Eastern Conference. It's a TNT game. I usually look at those games, and I know the Celtics have a million of them, but the TNT, ESPN, ABC games, it seems like players across the league get a little bit hyped for those games. And it really was kind of like a showcase game last night, and he came out swinging and had one of his best games of the year. He had some weird stat in the first quarter. Not weird stat. Some impressive stat in the first quarter. Like the first guy to have like 8 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, something like that.
This is the difference in where we were watching, I think, last
yeah,
night. You were watching on NBC Sports Boston last night, Keith.
So we
did not get that. That was not a graphic we got on the national broadcast on TNT. No, that sounds like a weirdo.
They were sure to highlight
deep,
that.
Very pro Celtics like, highlight
that
they had.
That's the first time that's happened?
Yeah. I was unaware of that stat.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Like, all right. But no, he was great. And you could see when he's hitting his threes, as you said before, and the team is hitting their threes, it's almost comical how good they are and how demoralizing it must be for the other team. Because they really do, like, the guys that are on the floor, they fit so well together. They work so well together. And they did that even last year, their first year together. Like, I was amazed how Holiday's one thing, but even Porzingis last year, like, he and Jaylen Brown had, like, a great game together. And you're like, wow, it took Jaylen Brown and Tatum, like, 5 years to be able to work well off each other. And Holiday, White, and Porzingis just kind of, like, fit right in with these guys. And so, yeah, they were doing a good, the ball movement was off the charts last night, and they were getting wide open threes.
Yeah. Quick text, 37937. You get nervous at the end, they could lose. Depends on your definition of the end, like not the tail end of the game. That was all.
No.
That didn't concern me at all. The late third, early fourth, that concerned me. Cleveland felt like they were in the game.
It showed that you're like, all right, Cleveland's not dead. They're not going to just like leave because they're giving up some threes. Donovan Mitchell can help, you know, push a team back into the game. I still didn't feel like they were going to lose. No. And also kind of surprising.
Well, but in that stretch I did, the final like 3 minutes is all fake. Like that's the end of an NBA game where it's like you're going to hit your free throws. They need prayer threes and they need an inbound steal. Like the tail end of the game, Cleveland was never going to win. But late third, early fourth, I was a little nervous about it.
I just thought they could withstand that and then come back. And what was surprising to me is when the game got super close like that, you go back and look at it, how many times they actually went to the hoop. There was a bunch of times where there was Tatum, Brown, White, getting a two, and you're like, oh yeah, good, you can do that. Like, and you know, there wasn't a ton of resistance then because early in the game it seemed like the Cavs were letting them shoot a lot of threes, which I don't know if was the best strategy.
No, I don't think so either.
But then in the second half, they, or the third quarter, when they like needed a bucket, they didn't just settle for threes to kind of get them back with, you know, get the lead going again. They went to the hoop.
So, no, I give them credit. They only took 41. It felt like they were launching last night because they were hitting everything, but they only took 41 threes. I think you saw, you know, how quickly it can go away when they're not making threes, but they only took 41. Like that, that was a good sign last night. The way they defended, their effort level, I think, was a good sign last night. And Tatum was a really good sign. I'd have to go through every single game and really evaluate it, but that felt like his best performance last night.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, rebounding, assists, scoring, efficiency. And I love the edge he played with last night. I wish he brought that to Steve Kerr in Golden State. I wish he had that.
I know.
You could tell. He was confident in his three. The way he was releasing the ball all last night, he had like a little dance and a little wiggle after every three he hit. He did his little kiss after a few threes. The Niang play was great, where Niang flopped. That was the end of the third. He flopped. That was a flop. I know Tatum does plenty of crying and whining to the officials, but Tatum was right on that one. Niang flew 20 feet down to the baseline. Yeah. That was a flop from that frumpy idiot. He goes flying across the paint.
He's a gamer. He's crafty. And Tatum, I misspoke. He's from Methuen.
I did see that text from
he's
Dice.
He's not from Haverhill. That's what I'm saying.
So Tatum, apologies to Methuen.
Yeah.
But, you know, so Tatum looks over the camera. He's like, F out of here with this guy. Like, I love that. I want more. No. I want.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More of that from Tatum. You don't get enough of it. He doesn't care enough, or at least outwardly, it doesn't look like he cares enough.
No.
And he floats too much. The only people he ever directs his anger at are the officials. I love that last night out of Tatum.
Good.
And I don't think it's a coincidence you got that kind of performance. I think there's a correlation.
Niang, it could be a good villain in a playoff series.
Yeah.
He was barking every shot he made. He's like barking at the crowd. Like, you're like, all right, bud.
If they get Max Strus, if they get Max Strus back, get ready for another hater.
Yeah, 100%. That was when he was with Philly, I think, right?
Yeah.
And he grabbed his leg.
Yeah.
Why not? No, but that's the thing is like, that might be their best competition in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, I know they made it a game in the third quarter and all of that, but that literally, in my opinion, is the second best team. We'll see as the season goes, you know, do they dip a little bit? Does somebody else come up and kind of take that torch? And it's like right now, Eastern Conference playoffs, every other matchup is probably pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New York versus Cleveland or, you know, whoever ends up making the playoffs, like those are probably decent series. And then against the Celtics, you're like, oh, you almost want to spot them a couple of games.
Yeah.
Close.
New York still... I think New York's a bigger threat. Well, they just have higher end talent. The Cavs just, again, it's Donovan Mitchell and I do not like Garland's game. I don't like it.
No.
I like they're bigs-ish. I think Mobley played well last night. I still don't love him.
You think Towns is way better than Mobley? Or is it kind of closer?
That's probably close.
Yeah, it's probably not that. I mean, Brunson's great. I like Mitchell.
I would take Mitchell over Brunson.
Yeah, me too.
I think I would.
But Brunson's good.
Brunson is good.
Yeah.
But I just think the Knicks, again, you're talking about going four or five guys deep, and I like those players better.
I mean, the top six teams in the East right now, besides the Celtics and the Cavs, are the Magic, Knicks, Hawks, and Heat. Only four of them have a winning record. You know, the Magic have a winning record now because they've won six in a row.
The Hawks have a winning record?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only the Magic, Knicks, Celtics, and Cavs. Four teams in the East have a winning record, is up from two a couple weeks ago.
Not great. 617-779-7937. Our pal Josh is in Nashua. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Jones and Keith. How's it going,
fellas? What's up? It's going great.
Hey, I just wanted to say the Celtics game was electric last night. Like, you had Derek White out there blocking shots. You had Tatum hitting big shots. I woke up this morning and I saw Donovan Mitchell at 35, but I felt like it was like that. Sort of like an empty 35, one of the emptiest 35s I have ever heard of.
Well,
like,
he was invisible in the first half. He and Garland were missing everything in the first half. I felt like there were stretches where Mitchell took over. I wouldn't call it empty, but it wasn't throughout the full game, that's for sure.
It wasn't like 35 they lost by 20. You know, that's more of an empty 35. I thought he was a big reason why they closed the gap.
Yep.
And, yeah, when he had the ball and he's hitting some of those big shots, I mean, they covered the spread, I guess, is one way to look at it. So if you picked the Cavs plus 5.5, you're like, thank you, Donovan Mitchell. I thought he was pretty good overall in the game. He mentioned Derek White blocking shots. Yep. I know going into the year, his goal was to average a block a game. He's over that right now. 1.1 blocks per game. And he's kind of turned himself into one of the best defensive guards, like, in a while.
Yeah.
You know, and like...
You like him better than Holiday?
I like them both.
It flips in the playoffs, though. Like, it does. Game 1 through 82, I'll take Derek White, his effort night in and night out. In a playoff game, I need a big stop. I think Holiday's a better defender when he's locked in.
Yeah, I guess. And, you know, maybe he's older, even if he's, so he saves it a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying.
So
even if he's lost a step or even like a step and a half from his prime, when Holiday locks in and if he's saving it for the post, you saw it last year. Those Indiana games, you saw it last year.
But I think they have the two best defensive guards in the league.
I mean, they might.
It's pretty crazy because, like, White's blocking these shots. And then you're right, Holiday plays so much bigger than he is, or like height-wise. You know what I mean? Like, he can guard a bunch of different spots. But, yeah, they got to be a nightmare for guys going up against them. I mean, ask Trae Young from a few weeks ago what it's like going up against those guys.
One guy we've not mentioned today, text line has been calling it out, and it's true. Horford was great last night.
Horford was awesome.
20 points, 7 rebounds, 4 threes, 3 blocks, plus 18, best on the team. Horford was great.
Yep.
And so this is why I say they don't need Porzingis. I don't know that you're going to get games like that in the NBA Finals with Horford, but...
No, but I think he even proved last year, like, there's a game or two per series.
Yeah.
You can't rely on it for all of them. But that's what Brown and Tatum are for. Like, Brown and Tatum need to be good every game. And then if you have the Derek White game, you win a series. You have an Al Horford game, you win a series. You might even have a Peyton Pritchard game the way his season's going.
Yeah.
And then you become kind of unbeatable because you should have the two constants. And, you know, even Derek White has sort of flirted with being like a third constant. You know what I mean? Like a guy that you're like, all right, well, you're going to get his points and his production. And then you have, like, Holiday, Horford, the guys on the bench become sort of like the others.
You see White after the game last night with his Sam Adams beer?
Yeah, is he going to get fined for that?
I don't know. It's a good question. Tatum should pay it if he does.
I was going to say, because that's not – it's a stupid rule, but I feel like if it's not
– Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not endorsed by the league.
Well, Tatum, like – and it just shows you how much of a – maybe he was kidding around, but, like, what a corporate shill Tatum is to, like, move it out of the way. He's like –
can't have this. I like Derek White. Like, Derek White, talk about relatable.
Yeah.
Wins a big game, has a couple brew dogs, goes home.
Like, you covered the Celtics when Sheed was here. That was Sheed's move. Sheed was
drinking
chugging down a couple of brew dogs, standing there talking to the media after games.
I loved for
in
Sheed
the locker.
Ross.
It was the best.
He's the man.
I didn't like him so much in game 7 of 2010 against the Lakers.
Sucked.
I think those beers came back to bite him.
Get a rebound.
But
get all rebound.
But
Sheed, yeah.
I did very much enjoy talking to him, and I loved after a game standing in his locker popping Bud Lights right in front of you.
Love that.
That was great.
Uh-huh.
So, very relatable.
Yes.
From Derek White. And I like how Derek White's like, well, this is what you should be drinking after the game. Tatum's like, yeah. He's like, I think so.
I don't know. It's like, I'm getting paid for it.
I don't know. It works for me.
Pretty good.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Celtics, their big win last night. Anybody beating them in the Eastern Conference? And was that the best game we've had this year at a Jason Tatum? You can jump in there. We'll get back to the Bruins as well. No more Monty. We all saw that coming. Now what? For the Bruins. Don Sweeney scheduled to speak at any moment. We'll hit the podium and hear from him right after Trending with Billy Lanny.